Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
LNP 193, what selling soap taught me about marketing to attorneys. Before I became a legal nurse consultant, I was selling soap. This is what it taught me about marketing to attorneys. My name is Pat Iyer, and this is Iyer's Insights. Before becoming a legal nurse consultant, I was involved with a multi-level marketing company. My husband and I spent $3,000 to become distributors of household cleaners. That was a lot of money in 1970. We lived in a two-bedroom, 60 feet long, and 12 feet wide mobile home. Just how much is $3,000 worth of soap? The delivery guy filled one bedroom from floor to ceiling with cases of cleaner, and we only had two bedrooms in the house. A year after we got involved with this company, the Federal Trade Commission closed it down for violations. There was too much emphasis on selling distributorships instead of selling soap. As part of the litigation, the company agreed to buy back the unused product from its distributors. They arranged to pick up my leftover cases of product on January 6, 1976. "We're coming tomorrow to pick it up." I got that phone call. That day sticks in my mind because I went into labor on January 5th. I delivered my firstborn son on January 6th around 4 o'clock in the morning, just hours before I was supposed to be home to hand over the leftover cases of product. The irritated truck driver confronted me a week later, wanting to know why I was not home on the agreed-upon day to hand over the cases of product. He settled down when I told him I had delivered a child just hours before he came to the house. How can a guy argue with that? While I learned that I was not destined to sell soap, being involved with a multi-level marketing company was really great for both of us. My husband used the training to successfully assume a role as a national sales manager for a plastics extrusion company. I applied the lessons when I started my legal nurse consulting firm, which involved marketing to attorneys. Here are the marketing lessons that I learned from selling soap. First, ABM, which stands for Always Be Marketing. I received excellent sales training as a distributor. When I asked my general distributor when I could stop selling, he said, "Never." If you want to build your business, you never stop marketing. You have a responsibility to seek out new attorney customers and suggest more services to existing customers. Point two, learn to say next. Your services are not going to be ideal for every attorney you try to reach. Some do not have the kind of practice that supports using you. Some have in-house LNCs. Some have the misperception that their paralegal can do legal nurse consulting. Some already use independent legal nurse consultants. Don't take it personally when you hear no. Every no brings you closer to yes when you're marketing to attorneys. The third point is never stop learning. Legal nurse consulting changes and evolves. New software makes our jobs easier. New laws in your state affect attorneys. New issues emerge in nursing and medical practice. New methods of marketing to attorneys arise. You can never be complacent. Always be learning. Point four, in 1970, shortly after that truck unloaded cases of cleaner, my husband lost a job and slid into a depression. Point four is be determined. I was working full-time in the hospital. I realized that soap was not going to sell itself. On my days off, I walked around that mobile home park and I sold cleaning solutions. In one summer, I sold $1,000 worth of soap. I derive satisfaction from watching the stack of boxes get smaller. When you market your business, you have to be prepared for setbacks. You have to keep sight of why you want your business, and you have to be committed to making it grow. The last point is be aware of the power of subcontractors. One of the critical lessons I learned from the distributorship model of that soap company was the power of having people working under you. Your earning ability as an independent legal nurse consultant is limited to the number of hours a week you can bill. When you work with subcontractors, other people are making money for you while you're doing other things. Multiply that by a few hundred people, and you have a saleable business. That's the secret behind how I was able to sell my legal nurse consulting business. Do you have a deep drive to be a successful legal nurse consultant? Do you want more clients and cases? Do you want to be on top of your game so that your business thrives? Legal nurse consulting is a competitive field. Stay ahead with the tips in this new book, How to Be a Successful Legal Nurse Consultant. In this clear, easy-to-follow guide, you will discover the strategies that are best for building a strong legal nurse consulting business. You'll learn how successful legal nurse consultants think and behave to assure their success. Don't wait another minute feeling frustrated about your LNC business and not sure what to do to assure success. Order your copy of How to Be a Successful Legal Nurse Consultant at this link, http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That's all one word, creating series. The link again is http://lnc.tips/creating-series, and use the code LISTENED in the promo code box to get a 25% discount on this book. I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help legal nurse consultants discover ways to strengthen their skills and businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge. Just like the Book of the Month Club, lnceu.com gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And last website I want to bring to your attention is the lncacademy.com. This is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a solid foundation for your legal nurse consulting practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.